I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Yesterday's recount in the Atlanta mayoral runoff did confirm Keisha Lance Bottoms' win over Mary Norwood. Election officials say Bottoms won by more than 800 votes. Now Norwood tells CBS 46 she may pursue legal action because votes from one neighborhood shouldn't have been counted.
The residents of Loch Lomond, a newly annexed part of the city, that annexation was declared null and void by the Georgia Supreme Court on the 5th of December. Now, those residents didn't know, so they went and voted.
Bottoms says she's moving forward with her transition as Atlanta's next mayor. Toshiba has paid the remaining $3.2 billion of its guarantee for nuclear plant Vogtle. The company made the guarantee after its subsidiary, Westinghouse, filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. The AJC reports the payment will reduce Georgia Power's total cost for the project by $1.7 million. This, according to a statement from the utility. It comes as state regulators are deciding whether the troubled nuclear project should move forward. The Public Service Commission's decision is expected next week. Two lawmakers from Savannah are promoting bills they hope can fight gun violence. The Savannah Morning News reports Republican Representative Jesse Petraea pre-filed a bill this week that would make it a felony to, quote, knowingly and intentionally provide a firearm to a felon. Petraea says many people who've lost their right to own guns still get them from family members and friends. That currently carries a penalty of up to a year in jail. The bill would increase that to 1 to 5 years in jail. Senator Lester Jackson says he's working on another bill that would allow law enforcement to destroy seized weapons. As it stands, the GBI sells the guns to a third party, and Jackson says they can eventually end up back on the street. Well, a new grant could mean more help for military veterans in Middle Georgia. The United Way of Central Georgia received $250,000 for their Mission United program. It pairs veterans with social workers who can help them navigate services like job programs and finding housing when they're homeless. Mike Nupier served as a Marine for 20 years. Now he runs a trucking industry consultancy and has financially supported the program. He says it's purely an accident. He was never a veteran in deep need.
Those guys that was under the bridge or out in a tent, or but for the lucky breaks that I got.
30 United Way chapters have similar programs. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol must hand over thousands of documents to the American Civil Liberties Union. This week, a federal court in Atlanta ruled on the Freedom of Information Act request. The ACLU of Georgia sought documents on how Border Patrol agents at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport handled and detained passengers under President Trump's travel ban. The ban targeted travelers from predominantly Muslim countries. The ACLU claimed the Trump administration only turned over 42 pages out of more than 17,000 pages of potentially relevant documents. And a marijuana possession charge against University of Georgia starting inside linebacker Natrez Patrick has been dismissed. The Athens Banner-Herald reports this could clear the way for him to play in the Rose Bowl. Patrick was facing dismissal from the team for a third violation of the school's drug and alcohol policy. Meanwhile, backup receiver Jason Stanley agreed to plead guilty to possession of less than an ounce of marijuana and speeding. A DUI charge against him was dropped. Stanley is facing a mandatory one-game suspension as a first-time marijuana offender. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.